tablet technology could really transform the way that you do your job. Jack Gold's president of J. Gold Associates, a technology analyst firm, and Jack is my guest to talk about exactly what you'll get when you get an iPad 2. Great to talk to you again, Jack. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, Frank.
What's the big deal about the iPad 2? Is it really, now that we've seen it and we've seen Steve Jobs introduce it and go through the presentation and everything, is it really the big deal that people thought it might be?
Well, I think it's a incremental improvement over what the iPad was. So is it a brand new, completely different iPad? No. But what it has done, what they have done, and I give them credit for this, is they made it about 30% thinner. The battery life stays about the same. What they've done is put a better processor in it. It is a dual-core processor with better graphics, which means everything should run a lot faster in it. They have kept basically the same screen, so the same 10-inch touchscreen that they've always had. And they've added a better browser and a couple of other improvements. And of course, for those people who want to do video, they've added both a front-facing and a rear-facing camera so that you can do video conferencing, but you can also take pictures with it. So all in all, it was about what people expected them to upgrade from the first version to the second version, but it clearly is going to be, a very hot seller, and it still sets the bar for what the tablet market is going to have to compete with.
The thing that I thought was most fascinating about this introduction is normally, correct me if I'm wrong, normally Apple is not so forthright about talking about price, but Steve Jobs made it a point to say, we're charging the same for iPad 2 that we charged for a comparable model in iPad 1 with the same features.
Well, I think he did that for a very specific reason. He wanted to show that they can be price competitive. Clearly, Motorola has come out with their Zoom, which is going to be a pretty potent competitor to the iPad. And they came in at a fairly high price. So I think what Steve Jobs wanted to do was to stand up and say, hey, look, guys, not only can we make really nice hardware that you'll love, but we can do it at an affordable price. And it's basically the same pricing as the original iPad. So they're improving the product at basically the same price.
Well, I guess that might have some impact in trying to drive Motorola, what they do when they get the Zoom on the market and really start to try to push it. If they're out there hanging at a price point that's dramatically higher, they might have to make some concessions on price, I guess.
I expect them to do that. Look, it's like any new product. When companies come out with a new product, they try to price it fairly high, get the early adopters to buy it at the higher price and then lower the price over time. So I think it'll probably come down fairly quickly. The other thing to realize, though, with the Zoom, and I think a lot of people miss this, is that it's really priced against the high-end iPad, not the low-end. It's got a lot of capabilities. It's got extra memory. It had a dual-core processor before Apple did, a big screen. So actually a little bit better screen than Apple has. So it's really not fair to compare it, as many people did, to the low end of the line. You have to compare it to the high end. But nevertheless, it's not just about the Zoom. Samsung's coming out with new tablets. There will probably be, within the next 3 months, you'll probably see a dozen or more new tablet entries in the marketplace.
Are you getting a sense that any of these makers are trying to do anything to drive enterprise purchasing when it comes to tablets? I keep reading studies like the Goldman Sachs report that we talked about last time you were on the show, that some IT buyers think that tablets will replace one-third of the desktops on the market as far as purchasing goes, that kind of thing. But a lot of the utilities, a lot of the apps that people are using on tablets are still kind of consumer-driven stuff.
Absolutely. I think tablets will certainly have a profound effect on businesses and government agencies as well, but I don't necessarily agree that they'll replace a third of desktops. I think that might be high. Nevertheless, as I say, it'll have a profound effect, and there will be companies that look at supplying these enterprise-class machines, which have to include things like data protection and encryption, better manageability and the like. Motorola recently acquired a small company to do that, so it's likely that they'll improve the Android operating system, which is very insecure these days. There are a number of third-party players. Samsung, by the way, is also partnering with Sybase, which builds a product that does security and management on these devices. There are a number of other players that will work in this space. And even Apple has done a few things for the enterprise, although I don't think it's enough. And clearly there are third-party suppliers out there. So there is no doubt that these are going to have an impact in the enterprise. There is also a number of companies that are going to focus specifically on that, but probably not Apple. Apple is really focused on the consumer world, and that's really where they have most of their sales. Not necessarily a bad thing, because they work on usability and features and functions and things that people like, but enterprises do need something different, and you probably won't see that from Apple directly without a third-party add-on.
Jack, it's always great to have you on. I really appreciate your analysis. It's very thoughtful, and we've got your website linked up at federalnewsradio.com/Dorbeck Insider.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Same to you. Jack Gold, president of J. Gold Associates on the Dorbeck Insider.